नमो गणेभ्यो गणपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो विरूपेभ्यो विश्वरूपेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो महद्भ्यः शूलकेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो रतिभ्यो रतेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो रतेभ्यो रथपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः सेनाभ्यः सेनानिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः शत्रुभ्यः सङ्ग्रहीतृभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः तक्षभ्यो रथकालेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः.
लास्ट वीक We discussed about the story of what? Yeah.
Three sons.
Huh? Three sons, yeah. Who are those? Three sons of who? Tarakasura, yes. What are their names? Tarakaksha, absolutely forgot, okay, totally forgot, like this, goes like this, comes out like this, yeah, goes inside, comes out like that. One time, a doll maker bought three dolls to the king to give him as a present. And he said he can accept only one. And then he asked the minister, can you please check which of the three dolls I should accept as the gift from this doll maker? And then the minister took a string and he put through one ear and it came out through the other ear. Then he said, King, this is the worst doll, throw it away. Then he put another doll. He put the string, it came like this. He said, this is also not too good doll. It only hears and repeats like a parrot. Nothing sticks here. Huh? And then the third one, he put the string, went straight into the heart. He said, this is the best doll. What type of dolls are in this class?
Worst type,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Why? Because nothing? Yeah. Because at least if it sticks, it should like this, it come out. No? Yeah. Okay. Now what happened to the three? Now I don't want to repeat the whole story. Why are we repeating this story? This story is in the context of? What was the mantra we are learning this story about? Huh? Yes. What is the mantra we were learning the story about? Radhebhyo Radhakarebhyascho. Yes. The chariot.
Chariot in
me, yes. Who is the chariot? What is the chariot in you? What is the chariot about? Now, only two more people sent the homework back to me about the five mothers. Only two people sent. What happened to the rest of them? What was the rationale? At least you put some thought. You said Veda Mata is truth. Everybody came up with that, interestingly. That's why I was trying to connect. Yes, Srija, how did you come up with Veda Mata is truth? Truth, yeah. The truth. You know what is truth? Truth is something that never changes. Truth is eternal and it never changes. So are the Vedas. They are the truth because they are eternal and there is no change. Today, Gayatri Mantra was the Gayatri Mantra thousands of years ago, will be the Gayatri Mantra for eternity, for future. Therefore, that is the truth. Truth never changes. Dehamata is love. Because of the love, the mother predominant value, Dehamata, body mother, is love. What's the next one you picked? And she said, Gomata is the
right
conduct. How did you come up with that? It's pretty tricky. Okay, dharma is on four. It walks on four legs, and therefore dharma also is about sacrifice. Everything about what she sacrifices for others. Therefore, that is Gomata predominantly is dharma, which is right action. What's the next one? Who's picked? Deshamata. Non-violence. Why? Because the country should be non-violence, ahimsa. And Gandhi got respected the mother land through non-violence. And got every major leader of many of the countries, right? Whether it is Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, they represented non-violence as the predominant value and brought forth non-violence as the way for coexistence of people together. Non-violence is the major principle in a land, in the motherland. Yes. Next one. Bhumata. Peace. Why? Peace is no matter what you do to her, she is forgiving, and forgiveness is predominantly a peaceful value. Those who forgive are the ones that are most peaceful. Yes.
Wouldn't that also categorize under non-violence?
Yeah. So here is the thing, right? Each of these values are so interconnected to each other. There are sub-values that connect them. It's not that like they are silos. They are not siloed values. So everything, like it says, ahimsa paramo dharmaha, means non-violence is the ultimate right action. What does that mean? That non-violence and right action are one and the same, right? Very good. Now, I want to go back to the Veda class. I only have 30 minutes left. Hopefully, we'll finish this Anuvakam today. And from next week onwards, is it finalized, Kotu? Is it finalized? From Radhakarebhya. Takshabhyo Radhakarebhyascha. Radhakarebhyascha means those that are making the chariots. And chariot and the story of Shiva is what I was talking about as the one who made, what was the chariot that Shiva used? What was the chariot that he used? Yeah, Mother Earth. Come on, you have to say it very quickly, otherwise I'll take. The point of this class is not just for me. It's more for all of us than just for me. If I come up with all the things and you just listen and leave it, what's the point of this? Yes? Okay. And what were the wheels?
Sun
and moon. What was his bow?
Mountain.
Mountain. What mountain?
Meru.
Yes. What was the string?
Snake.
What's the name? Vasuki. At least you remember the snake. Okay. Now what is the arrow? Very good. And then what are the, who is the charioteer?
Brahma.
What are the horses?
Vedas.
Very good. And when he pulled the string, what was the sound that made?
Oh.
Now what happened when he went to eliminate these three asuras, the Tripura asuras, three puras, means three cities. First city is made of?
Gold.
Second city?
Silver.
Next one?
Steel.
Iron, bronze, hey. Steel, yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, iron is fine. You come up with all the metals, okay. Now, those three, what was the condition in which he could actually eliminate those?
They have to be all aligned.
And when they are aligned, he just used one arrow and eliminated all the three demons. Right, yeah, aligned. Yeah, like that. All aligned, like that. Now let me tell you the secret of this story. The secret of the story is the three things that represent three different ways that we think, that we speak, that we act. Thought is gold, word is silver, action is steel. Action, steel. Hello, remember now? Action is steel, strong. No, steel bronze, why you keep saying bronze, okay. Now, when those three, when they are not aligned, then you are a demon. Manasekam, vachasekam, karmanyekam. mahatmanam. Rajas anyat, manas anyat, karman anyat, duratmanam. That's what Swami says. When there is no integrity of thought, word and deed, then you are a demon. When all the three are aligned, then how are they eliminated? When all the three are aligned, then what happens is, the Shiva's bana, what was his arrow?
Vishnu.
Okay. What is the sound made by pulling the string? Then what happens is, when all the three are aligned, you will be able to see the whole world as Vishnu. Vishvam Vishnuhu Vashatkaro. Vashatkara means Omkara. Vishvam Vishnuhu. When mind, thought and the action are aligned, the whole world will look integrated like Mahavishnu. And you will be able to listen to the Omkaram in the world. Then there is no existence of thought, word and deed together, means they don't exist separate. They are all one. And that means Shiva has worked through you with his arrow. You understand? Then your body becomes the chariot of his. And your eyes will only be able to see the God in the entire world. This is the significance of Tripura Asura Samharam. Radhebhyo Radhakarebhyascha Vonam. Now, lot of people are thinking about what is this chariot within us and all of that stuff. What and those things, you will all automatically get. The horses are the ones that are senses. The reins that are there is the mind. And the one that is holding is the intellect. And the divine within us is the one who is riding in that chariot. Understand? Now, chant the mantra from... Now, the inner significance of all these mantras, I said, Radhebhyo, Radhebhyaha means chariots and their components. And we went through those. The great souls always use their body as an instrument for achieving, not livelihood. They use their body in order to achieve liberation, supreme state of consciousness. You understand? Now the bodies, Radhebhyo, Radhapatibhyascho Namaha. They use it as an instrument for benefiting others, not themselves. You understand? Everything in this world gets a body to be useful for others, not for itself. But we have completely different comprehension about that. It said very beautifully, it is to give waters that the clouds have water in them for others. Why do clouds carry water in them? Not for themselves, to give it to others. Why do trees give the fruit? Hello? For us to
grow,
eat.
Grow, if you eat food, you grow.
Yeah, so that you will grow. What happens to the tree? It won't grow. If you eat the fruit, will the tree grow?
No.
Okay, who grows?
You put the seed and it grows, but you put water in
Okay. Now that part I got it. But who is the fruit? What is the fruit useful for? Who is it useful for?
For us.
For us. Right? Yeah. Now, similarly, paropakara, what is the cow doing? Who is it giving the milk for?
For us.
Paropakarartham idam shariram. See, four beautiful things. Paropakaraya vahanti nadyaha. Paropakaraya, to benefit others. The clouds are giving the water. Paropakaraya duhanti gavaha. The cows are giving milk for helping others. Paropakaraya phalanti vrikshaha. To help others, the trees are giving the fruit. Paropakarartham idam shariram. Therefore, it is for being useful for others, the body is given to us. That is the sarva. So the great ones, Radhibhyo, Radhapatibhyascho Namaha, means those that have these bodies as chariots, they are the ones they are using it as instrument for helping others. Senabhyaha, Senanibhyascho Namaha. Senabhyaha, Sena means armies. There are armies of all these thoughts that are running these senses, and they use it, they control it for helping others. Hello? Listening or not listening? Okay, very good. Next, takshabhyaha. What did I say? Takshabhyaha. Please take it. Yeah. Takshabhyaha means, what is takshabhyaha?
Trainer of
chariot. Trainer of chariot. Similarly, we also train our body and senses. Not Bikram yoga, trainer. The training of the body and the senses is very important during this time. You know, what do Muslims do right now? What is going on?
Ramadan.
What do they do during Ramadan?
Fast.
Why do they fast? That's the question. When you fast, you control your senses. But for fasting is very different for us. We start in the morning, we are waiting when it will be. When you control the body, you control the senses. When you control the body, you control the senses. When you control the senses, what do you control?
Mind.
Hello, mind. Because the mind is the one that is running after senses. So therefore, when the mind is controlled, what is controlled? Yes. Very good. So this is the symbol of Islam. When, you know, the moon, what is the symbol of Islam? The moon and the
star.
When the body is controlled, the senses are controlled, then the mind will be in its lowest form. Means thoughts are subsided. And when the mind is in its lowest form, you will be able to see God within, that is the star. Takshabhyaha. Sangrahitrubhyaha means the one who is controlling the reins. What did I say the reins are? The reins are the thoughts. And the thoughts are, and what are the horses?
Senses.
Kshatrubhyaha, training the horses and training the senses. And therefore the thoughts control the horses. Desires are running after them. Then takshabhyaha radhakarebhyaha. Takshabhyaha means the carpenter. Radhakara means the carpenter that made this beautiful chariot. Understand? Now in the chariot, what I talked about, if you really pay attention to, the sun and the moon are God. Vedas are God. Brahma is God. Earth is God. Bow is God. String is God. Sound is God. Arrow is God. The one who launched it is God. So not just the chariot, every component of the chariot is God. One second. Therefore it is God who made so many things out of himself and running this chariot of this world. The carpenter is God. And everything, the chariot is God, the components of chariot is God, everything is God. Therefore, the whole world is nothing but God. The God is the source, the path, and the destiny. Yes. Everything is God. Yes. Everything is God. Is there any doubt about that? You don't think so, yeah.
How are we God? Why would we everyone be God? And how are we God if we're not, if we're just human?
Yeah. Then
maybe God grows us.
Maybe God grows us into us. Yeah. God is, because of God only you are growing, right? God made us, growing us. You understand? That's the whole point of Rudram. To recognize that every aspect of yourself is God. Then how would you live? You would live very differently. You would live very differently. Isn't it? That's why when we do this Nyasas, Prajanane Brahma Tishtatu, Padayor Vishnus Tishtatu, Vishnu is in the feet. Hastayor Haras Tishtatu, Bahur Indras Tishtatu, Jathare Agnis Tishtatu, Hudaya Sivas Tishtatu, Kante Vasavas Tishtatu, Vaktra Saraswati Tishtatu, Nasikayor Vayus Tishtatu, Nayanayos, Chandra, Adityo, Moon and Sun. ಕರ್ಣಯೋರ್ ಅಶ್ವಿನೋ ತಿಷ್ಠೇತ ಲಲಾಟೆ ರುದ್ರಾಸ್ ತಿಷ್ಠಂತು ಮೂರ್ಧನಿ ಆದಿತ್ಯಾಸ್ ತಿಷ್ಠಂತು ಶಿರಸಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟಚಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಮೀ ಸೊ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯು ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಯು ರಥೇಭ್ಯೋ ರಥಕಾರೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ತಕ್ಷಭ್ಯ ರಥಕಾರೇಭ್ಯ Radhakar. Now everything, every component of the chariot is God. Huh? Now you see, that's a different context of what we are taught. He said, no, no, you are simply human. Don't, you are simply a sinner. You are simply a sinner. You are this, you are a human. No, we are not all of that. Swami never said in his discourses, Papatma Swarupnara. Huh? Did he ever say you are all embodiment of all sins? He didn't say that. What did he say? Prematma Swaruplara. He said embodiments of divine love. Embodiments of divinity. Divyatma Swaruplara. Prematma Swaruplara. That's how he addressed us. Therefore what we are? We are not. We are actually spiritual beings in human form. Not human beings to attain spirituality. Then your way of life would be different. The point is, now you can't, if you are absolutely that, how would you live? How would you live? You would live only to love all and to serve all. You will not allow bad thoughts to come in. You will not allow bad words to come out of you. You will not allow bad actions to be done out of you. Yes? Hello? You are all blissed out so far? Yes? You understand? I don't know. I can't hear yes or no. What is, you understand or you don't understand?
Yes.
Yes. Why don't you say yes? Because I'm looking at it. Some people are looking there. I don't know what he's talking about. When is this class going to be over? Is that what you are thinking? No. Stakshabhyaha radhakarebhyaschavo namaha. Now, from here on, the next mantras very beautifully describe number of professions. Now all what we are talking about is kara means to do, right? Kara is means action. Radhakare bhyaschavo means the one who is making chariots. Kula, now repeat. Namaha.
Namaha.
Kulalebhyaha.
Kulalebhyaha.
Karmarebhyaschavo.
Karmarebhyaschavo.
Namo namaha.
Namo namaha.
Everybody, not everybody is saying. Everybody is not saying. Everybody, please say hello. Saket, are you paying attention? Yes. Please say namaha.
Namaha.
Kulalebhyaha.
Kulalebhyaha.
Karmarebhyaschavo.
Karmarebhyaschavo.
Namo namaha.
Namo namaha.
Punjishtebhyo.
Punjishtebhyo.
Nishadebhyaschavo.
Nishadebhyaschavo.
Namo nama.
Namo nama.
Ishukrutbhyo.
Ishukrutbhyo.
Dhanvakrutbhyaschavo.
Dhanvakrutbhyaschavo.
Namo namo.
Namo namo.
Mrugayubhyaha.
Mrugayubhyaha.
Now what I should say, Mrugayubhyaschavo.
Shvanibhyaschavo.
Namo nama.
Namo nama.
Shvabhya.
Shvabhya.
Shvapadibhyaschavo.
Shvapadibhyaschavo.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Now, all of you got the words? Namo namastakshabhyo radhakarebhyaschavo. Namo namah kulalebhyah kar. Yeshchavo Namo Namah Namo Namah Punjishte Bhyo Nishade Yeshchavo Punjishte Bhyo Nishade Yeshchavo Namo Namah Ishukrubhyo Vakrubhyaschavo Namo Namo Mrugayubhya Shwanibhyaschavo Namo Nama Shwabhya Shwabadibhyaschavo Namaha Namakulalebhya Karmare Ebhyaschavo Namo Namah Punjishte Ebhyo Nishade Bhyaschavo Namo Namah Yishukrut Dhanvakrut Bhyaschavo Namo Namo Mrugayubhya Shwani Bhyaschavo Namah Shwabhya Shvapadibhyaschavo Namaha. Now let's look at the meaning of this. Kulalebhyaha. Now we are saying Namaha, Namo Namaha means salutations or prostrations to the one that are also, the one that are also. That is the interesting part of the one that are also. Kulalebhyaha. Kulalebhyaha means potters, those that make pots. Karmarebhyaha means those that are blacksmiths. You know what blacksmiths are? Goldsmiths. What they make, take the gold and make ornaments out of them. What do potters do? Make pots. Take what and make pots?
Clay.
Yes. Take clay and make pots. How do they make the pots?
Furnace.
With a spinner. Yeah. Spinner, and then what do they do? Yeah. Can you please sit properly? Yes. Chala kashtam. 1 hour chala kashtam. Yeah. Okay. Then, kulalebhyaha means? Potters. Karmarebhyaha means?
Blacksmiths.
Punjishtebhyaha means those that are bird trappers. Those that trap the birds. Punjishtebhyo means bird trappers. Nishadebhyaha means those that are forest hunters. Nishadebhyaha. They are hunters that go in the hunt in the forest. Now we are all wondering why we are prostrating to or saluting to all of these guys. What happens to all the robot makers? Hello, robotics guys. How come they are not mentioned here? They are mentioned before. Ratakarebhyaha means robotics guys. Okay? Now, Kulalebhyaha, Karmarebhyaha, Punjishtebhyaha, Nishadebhyaha. Then, Ishukrubhyaha means those that make arrows. Dhanvakrubhyaha, those that make bows. Ishukrubhyaha, Dhanvakrubhyaha. Mrugayubhyaha means those that hunt. Shwanibhyaha means those that are training the hunters. They are called huntsmen. Right? You understand? Have you heard of these professions at all? How many? Yeah. Shwanibhyaha. Then, Shwabhyaha means the dogs, the hounds. You know the hound dogs? They are called Shwabhyaha. Shwapatibhyaha means those that are keepers of those hounds. Those are all the different professions now listed. Takshabhyaha, that's where it starts. Takshabhyaha means carpenters. Radhakarebhyaha means those that make the chariots. Kulalebhyaha.
Potters.
Now you should have get. Karmarebhyaha.
Blacksmith.
Then Punjishtebhyaha.
Bird trappers.
Nishadebhyaha. Hunters. Forest hunters. Ishukrubhyaha. Arrow makers. Dhanvakrubhyaha.
Bow makers.
Mrugayubhyaha.
Hunters.
Different types of hunters. Now you know there are two different types of hunters. Those that hunt in the forest, those that hunt period. Huntsmen, okay? Then Shwabhyaha.
Hound dogs.
Hound dogs. Swapatibhyaha.
Those who keep keepers
of the hounds. Now what is all this to do with? Why are we saluting to all these people? Now this is the question. Some time ago, I had this beautiful, there is a great story behind every one of these professions in mythology. That's the homework. When you think of a potter who was a great saint. There's a potter who was a great saint.
Who said?
Gora Kumbha. His name is Gora Kumbha. Homework is go look it up, his story. Why, who Gora Kumbha is. Wow, this guy is encyclopedia of all stories. You know the story? Oh, wow. You want to tell the story? 5 minutes left. It's a long story. Let them read up. We are spoiling all these people. We are spoon feeding them. Yes.
Why is it that only these professions are mentioned?
Why these professions are mentioned? Why not all the other professions are? That's a good question. Something to think about. I'll tell you why in a second. Kulalibhyaha, then there is a Karmaribhyaha, blacksmith. There is a great saint who was a blacksmith. Now adults, young people are old. Who can you think of a great saint who was a blacksmith to begin with? Wow. Read up the story of Puradar Das.
How do you spell it?
Spell who?
Purandar Das.
Oh, Purandar Das. Okay. Very good. Your mom wrote it down, so she'll help you with that. Purandar Das. Okay. Then there is the story of Punjishtebhyaha, bird trapper. Then there is also a Nishada. Nishada means a forest hunter. Great saint, yes.
Nishada was also a forest
tribe
in Mahabharata. Yeah. Ekalavya belonged to.
Ekalavya belonged to Nishada, yes. Can you think of a great, see, incredible, now beautiful. Many adults are like wondering where this kid is getting all this stuff. It doesn't come just like that. It has to, you have to have the, when you are reading the stories of, you know, the story of Ekalavya, you should read up all these stories. The parents should first read and they should understand what these stories of great saints and teach your children, not ask them to watch these Power Rangers and all this stupid stuff and ask them to play on the video games. And read the stories of all these great saints yourself and teach your children about the stories. This is the homework. Summer time is coming. Maybe once the SSC is closed, maybe one kid will take the story of each of these great saints and explain to others. And what is the moral of the story of each of these saints? Yes, Ekalavya was one of the Nishadas. But who is the great saint who was a Nishada and turned into a great saint?
Valmiki.
Huh? Valmiki, yeah. How did you come up with that? Just now?
No. Valmiki Ramayana.
Valmiki was a Nishada. You know what was the first sloka that came out of Nishada when he saw another hunter hit two birds? Ma Nishada Pratishtan, Tvam Agama Shashwati Sama, Yat Krauncha Vidhuna Dhekam, Avadhik Kama Mohitam. This is the first spoken language of Sanskrit in the history of humanity. The first spoken slokam in the history of humanity. Nobody spoke poetry before that. This was the first sloka of poetry. Yes. Yeah, that's right. To eat. They have to eat? No, it has two functions. Hello. Yes? Do you use your mouth only for speaking? What a great saint you are. So, the context of Valmiki's story, before that, why did people even did not even speak? They did not have to speak. There was no need for them to speak. Then how did they communicate with each other?
They read their minds.
They read their thoughts. Yes. people could just understand without even speaking. Yes, now what? Don't try that at home. Huh? If you can try it at home with your wife, you will be the most successful person. Reading her mind before she speaks. Okay, let's keep going. Yes. Now, what's the next one? Murgayubhyaha.
Now,
Yushukrubhyaha. The one that makes the... Now, behind each of these professions, what is the purpose of this anuvaka that we are learning about? The purpose of this anuvaka, what is the essence of this anuvaka? It is?
Omnipotence in action.
Omnipotence in action, perfection in action. That is this about. You are saluting not to the professional. You are saluting to the perfection in the action of a profession. How does that perfection come? Only because of the divine working through these professions. Therefore, every person that is perfect in their profession, only God is working through them. And hence, you are recognizing the omnipotence, the perfection in the action. Now, the homework I want you to think about is, what is the perfection in the action of a potter? What is the perfection in the action of a blacksmith? What is the perfection of an action of a one who is a bird trapper, a huntsman, a hound, and a hound's keeper? What is the perfection in their action? Each profession requires certain perfection. Now, what the question that Radhika asked, why only these are, is when you contemplate on what a potter is doing, what a blacksmith is doing, what a bird trapper is doing, then all the human skills in perfection are embedded, from Takshabhyaha, from a carpenter to a chariot maker, all the way to a hound's keeper. They have perfection in action. When you combine all those perfections, you can't find any other profession without all these skills. That is the essence of this. Now you are wondering, what is the homework? Don't Google, but think about it. How would a huntsman act? What is the skill that a huntsman has? What is the skill that a potter has? Yeah.
The skill of a huntsman is concentration.
Concentration, skill of a, yeah. Now you see, they also have not only concentration, but they have to do something.
Patience.
Yes.
Awareness.
Yeah. Now think about it. There are a lot of those qualities. Most importantly, when you go hunting, you have to listen. Very carefully, you have to listen where the sound is coming from. It has to require active listening, is the skill of a very great professional. Yes, they teach you all of this in professional development, Radhika. Active listening, yeah, leadership qualities. Every profession requires certain skills. All those skills are embedded in these different professions. So perfection in the profession is what is highlighted here. With that, we'll close, and next week we'll have the class as usual at 2:00. I thought I'm going to extend it, make it 1.5 hours, because we can complete all these, you know, mantras very quickly. But we'll take up some other day. Maybe I need to change the classes to Saturday or make it 1.5 hours, because we're running out of time. There's a lot of things that we're describing. Is the SSC going to be there from next week?
It's a combined SSC.
Combined SSCs. Oh.
Because there will be kids who are going to still come to the center.
They can join the Veda class. Right?
Right. We talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's close with Om and Krishna.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.